So friends, now we are going to discuss about the technology. What we are going to discuss? Technology. And that technology which is used in Indian agriculture specifically. See, it is the age of digitalization. Technology in all the fields is playing very important role as far, and Indian agriculture is not exception to it. So there are various methods, various ways, various platforms are made available for various risk management adventures or risk managements, managing the risk, various platforms. This information technology is helping to forecast weather or to forecast maybe the well-being of the crop, then pesticides to spray. So like this, everywhere the technology in agriculture is also used very effectively. So our point of discussion in this technology use in agriculture consist of some of the important aspects which consist of smart farming. Then after understanding the smart farming, we have to also understand what are the pain points that Indian agriculture should have for implementing this IT related any project, or maybe transparency, efficiency and sustainability in agriculture production. We must understand also some of the new technologies which are used worldwide and how we are implementing in Indian agriculture. So new technology which are used worldwide. Then after utilizing these technologies, what could be the future of Indian agriculture? Okay. Thereafter, once the future is determined, then expected key trends that is delivered, to be delivered, that also need to be seen. And what we expect from the technology as far as agriculture is concerned, that also need to be understood very, very carefully and clearly. Now, with this increasing digitalization of India, today, technology is addressing almost all the challenges of the farmers that he is facing or going to face. The problems may be the quality of the soil, it may be the climate change, it may be potential irrigation or existing irrigation system, or there may be some gaps in between the supply chain, rather than I can say value chain gaps. Okay. So this technology, it helps them to predict the farmers a definite weather pattern more accurately, so that he can adopt more sustainable practices or watering practice or maybe irrigation practices. He may also try to reduce the wastages and in turn enjoy the better yield in his farm, which increases his income. Okay. Farmers can now use something as simple as a smartphone to receive the timely update and the relevant information about the farm and agriculture, and that too may be relating to the monitor their crops. More farmers are beginning to understand how leveraging solutions that use the latest technology such as artificial intelligence, machine intelligence or machine learning, cloud offer for the greater climatic resilience, then higher crop yield, or maybe the better price control can also be determined by the use of technology. Let us understand one by one what the smart farming is and how the technology is related to it. Now, smart farming. What is smart farming? Smart farming is that which uses modern digital technologies for improvement of the farm products or increasing the farm produce. This digital technology may consist of usage of some sensors, location data derived from the GPS and also from satellites, then robotics, analytics, which is changing the face of agriculture in India today. India's national strategy on artificial intelligence recognizes the agriculture as a poverty or priority sector for implementation of artificial intelligence driven solutions. According to the Niti Aayog, artificial intelligence in agriculture is expected at the rate of 22.5% CAGR, and this may likely to be valued at US$2.6 billion by 2025. Artificial intelligence can help the farmers to predict the weather pattern, high rainfall, low rainfall, drought-like situation, like that. So that weather pattern, or maybe heat waves, sometimes increasing, all of a sudden increasing heat or cold, whatever it may be, but that is possible only by way of understanding the artificial intelligence. Big data is another way which helps to improve the yield and reduces the risk and the increase in the efficiency of the farm or farmer. With the right data, farmer will be able to take timely decisions, right data, on what crop to sow, then when to sow, what is the timing, and or the season, and what method he has to use for sowing. That can be also seen from the right data using platform. Okay. There is no doubt that the climate resilience technologies are the need of our, and the precision agriculture, which enables the farmers to tackle the climate change challenges with the ease of efficiency. So farmer can take the decision depending upon the change in climate, protecting their produce. Okay. The agriculturist, when they use the intelligent technology-based approach that makes the farming more accurate and deliver more precise outcome. Based on this, farmers can make the informed decisions. It utilizes the deep data about the specific location and the crops to optimize the process. Then it also leads to more sustainable agricultural practices. We know that these technologies in place are our Indian farmers are really utilizing this technology? If not, then what are the pain points in Indian agriculture? That we have to understand first. Pain points. Now, first point is lack of technology or knowledge. Lack of knowledge or literacy, I can say, about the latest method and the technology which is currently used in agriculture. A majority of the Indian farmers are the smallholders, small landholders, who really, on the traditional resources, they are doing the intensive farming techniques. They are not readily living the old techniques. So they have to make the understand the uses of this technology. They have the limited access to the modern machinery, logistics, and the storage facilities also, and information such as data on weather pattern, then soil health, and the protection of the crop. This is not made known to the farmers. Rather, they are not trying to achieve it, because the traditional land which they are holding, they are trying to cultivate in historical or traditional way they are growing the crops. Another reason, so one is the illiteracy, or not understanding, not coping up with the whatever is revised or whatever is available in the technology. Then, unpredictable climate changes and the lack of access to the information and the forecast of mitigating this. Climate is vulnerable. It is unpredictable. What time, what may happen, nobody knows. But by use of technology, if he is made known much earlier, that is early warning signal, then he may try to protect his crop, try to protect his produce. Okay? So, the adverse climate changes is one of the main threat to the sustainable agriculture in India, since it causes the soil degradation and the reduction in the crop yield and the produce. So that has to be understood by way of using the technology. It also leads to increased attack by the pests such as locust, as was seen in most recently in December 2019, where over 25,000 hectares of the crop were destroyed in what experts deem as the worst of such an attack in 25 years. This is attack by the locust in one type of farm somewhere in the northern area. Last year, in December 2019, it was that, and the whole crop was destroyed. It is eaten away by the locust, and there is nothing was in hand, and farmers cannot do anything after that. Had it been early warning signal was given, perhaps pesticides might have been used so as to prevent the entry of this locust into the field. A report by the Indian Council of Agriculture Research, that is ICAR, says that the problems which are caused by the climate change could reduce the agriculture yield by up to 9% in the medium term in 2010 to 2039. So, the farmers are especially vulnerable to the adverse effect of the natural disaster and the climate changes. The droughts and the flood, which includes the loss of the crop, loss of the livestock and the infrastructure, to reduce to the production and the loss of income. This is what currently it is also happening because of the heavy rainfall. There is eradication. There is land has been thrown, washed away. There are many animals which are livestock, which are destroyed. They have gone, lived. So everything is finished. Had this been early warning signal was given, perhaps it would have been transferred or shifted to some safer place. However, you cannot stop the erosion of the land. But as a precautionary measure, something would have been done by the government also. So, the unpredictability of such a disaster makes it even more challenging for the farmers. But technology is changing all that, as we will discuss later on this article also. Now, coming down to asking about the supply chain inconsistency. This is the third point which Indian farmers are not adhering to, that is supply chain inconsistency. Supply chain, I will not use supply chain as a proper word, it is a value chain. It is a value chain. The agricultural value chain in India is unorganized and it is a complex also. And it suffers from lack of transparency and the coordination between the various stakeholders. So, the result is the large-scale wastage of the agricultural produce. According to the study by the Central Institute of Post-Harvest Engineering and Technology, that is CIFPHET, nearly 16% of the fruits and the vegetables and up to 10% of the cereal is wasted each year because of not having proper value chain management. Multiple stakeholders such as farmers, in value chain who is there? Farmers, aggregator, food processors, they are not on the same page or they are not willing to share the information openly. That is why they are leading to the inconsistent data. Okay? The pre and the post harvest journey of the produce, which needs to be entirely traceable to improve the accountability and the transparency. An improvement in the transparency, okay, about the processes and the communication among all the stakeholders in the value chain, in the agriculture value chain, will lead to reduction in the wastage and increase in consumer trust. This is important in case of supply chain inconsistency. Indian farmer is suffered with this inconsistency because of the lack of coordination among the stakeholders in value chain. Then lack of access to the finance. This has got a little bit less importance because there are many organizations or institutions who have come forward for financing it. But there should be an appetite from the farmers so as to receive or avail the facility. According to the Economic Survey 2020, in order to achieve the Indian government's target of doubling the farm income by 2022, there is an urgent need to address the basic financial challenges such as access to the credit and the proper insurance coverage in the agriculture and allied sector. Then, transparency, efficiency and sustainability in agriculture. This is very, very crucial and important point. Transparency, efficiency and sustainability. These are the three aspects very important and playing very vital role in agriculture. Okay, today with the help of the digital agricultural solution which is built using the computer vision and deep learning algorithm, farmers can monitor the crop as well as its soil and health of the soil. To know about the genetic engineering of the seeds, then to learn the best practices of the cultivation and the engage the better livestock monitoring. These are some of the techniques which we have to use in agriculture. They can use the predictive analysis which is based on the tools to understand the environmental impact on the crop yield and plan the best course of action when they are made known through the technology these events that may likely to happen. There are many easy to use digital platforms which are available in the market, which helps the farmers to adapt the faster to the climate smart agricultural practices, especially in the flood and drought prone regions. Once the solution, there are different platforms are there. Let us two, three platforms which are very well known, that let us understand those, what are those platforms or solutions which are made available to the farmers. One of such solution is air cropping. Okay, cropping. The cropping's digital platform, it has a capability and it monitors and captures the farm level data and delivers the real-time advisories on season-wise crop configuration, weather-based advisories, information about the sowing, soil health, seed treatment, fertilizer applications, treatment of the crops in diseases, and treatment of the livestock. So everything is covered under this cropping. This cropping is a digital platform which provides in one stroke all the solution for these problems. Another platform which is a TraceX. This TraceX technology is another startup that is helping the farmers to adopt the sustainable agricultural practices. Sustainable agricultural practices. Its digital agricultural platform makes the agricultural supply chain more efficient and traceable and also transparent. These platforms are very, very transparent, and this has led the better quality food safety and customer commitments. Okay, now another one is SatSure, the decision intelligence. The decision intelligence is more important, and this decision intelligence platform is the SatSure platform. Okay, it uses the satellite image, then machine learning for accurate crop monitoring. In the aftermath of the natural disaster, this helps the decision makers and also authorities, farmers, to get the accurate information to disperse the relief to the distressed farmers also. Survey can be undertaken through this, and government authority release the relief whenever there is something happened due to the disaster. Okay, so there are sensors and drones also which can help the farmers to fight against the pest, spray the pesticides, and monitor the crop health, among the others. So sensors and drones, they can take the survey in area survey and exactly give the position what is happening. Where there is an attack by some locust, or there is a fight, pests. If that is the case, through the drone only, they can spread the pesticides and control the disaster which is going to happen. They will monitor the crop health also according to that. Okay. So in addition, there are platforms that have a direct farmer to consumer platform which is developed by the startup which is called as Kalagadi. Kalagadi is directly connecting to the farmers, to end consumers, to prevent the exploitation by the middlemen and the improve the livelihood. Okay, so this controls the price movement, Kalagadi, this platform. So that is why it is called as farmer to consumer platform. Having understood the use of this technology, new technology, which are the new technologies which are used in Indian agriculture? What is a biotechnology? This biotechnology technique is helping farmers to produce more in lesser area by use of advanced agricultural system. More production in small field. Okay, this technique is due to effective use of biotechnology. It is possible. This technique is also environment friendly, and it helps in increasing the food production by the use of the plant and animals wastage as well as residues. Another technique or technology is a nanoscience. What is this nanoscience? This is the technique which is providing the information about the farmers through use of the small delivery system and nano sensors as to whether or not plants are receiving the water and also whether necessary inputs are adequate to the quantity or not. Besides that, it also provides the information about the quality of the food products. This is happened. This can be possible by using the nanoscience. Now, geospatial farming. What is the geospatial farming? By adopting the geospatial farming, the agricultural production can be increased on a large scale. How? Higher production can be achieved on the basis of the factors like weeds, quality of the soil, and its moisture content, production fertility, or maybe it is the rate of seeds, need of the fertilizers, and other such factors can be determined on the basis of the geospatial farming. Best technology is artificial intelligence. Intelligence is there, but artificially, how intelligently the technology can be used for growing more produce in the agriculture. And it is essential to identify some of the factors that can be contribute to a better yield and in a place of a harvest. With artificial intelligence tools which are entering in the new technology space in agriculture, it becomes possible to reach the solutions. And the solution-based data, okay, the solution-based data is very important. Okay, so government schemes like Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, PMFBY, Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, nothing but it is a crop insurance, will be welcoming artificial intelligence technology to reduce the time consumption in setting up of the settling the claim of the farmers. This is possible because of artificial intelligence. The government also signed a MOU with IBM to monitor the agricultural sector with artificial intelligence. If there is a heavy losses, then settlement of the claim under the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana is possible for the government department. Number of type of crop, hectares of the losses happened, who are the owners of that field, and again making available then the crop insurance in crop insurance premium, or maybe any losses which they have sustained due to any losses happened to it is possible to identify due to artificial intelligence. The government also signed MOU to the provider of the services, that is IBM International Business Machine, to monitor the agriculture sector with artificial intelligence. Thank you very much.